The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. Money Life enters the danger zone. But thankfully, our wingman as we enter the danger zone is David Trainer. He is the president of New Constructs, and he is better at spotting trouble than anybody else. Because, well, New Constructs rates securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And what makes a security dangerous is typically that their numbers or the look is misleading. What makes it misleading? Well, at New Constructs, they dig in at the footnotes level and then work their way up. And they sometimes find things in the footnotes that at least suggest, if not more, that the picture that you're getting from the top down is not really a true one. If you want to find out how it works, go to newconstructs.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Intersil Corporation.
Danger, danger.
Intersil Corporation. Ticker symbol ISIL. What's the problem?
Misleading earnings trends, for one. A couple years ago, they threw in a bunch of unusual charges to make the 2014 performance look better in terms of a comp for the prior year. And you've also got a business here that I think benefits from being in what is a pretty sexy, not super sexy, but fairly sexy sector in terms of semiconductors. But they've yet to find their way over the last five, six plus years. And profits are declining greatly, and they are now looking to effectively get into a new business to solve all the problems. And then lastly, the valuation is really pretty wacky.
Okay. Wacky is not a word that I hear from you all the time. We'll get to that last. Let's go back and discuss the first of those problems before we get to wacky valuations. How does it show up? How do we get that misleading edge on this one?
Well, what we call misleading is when the company's reported earnings are positive and rising, even while the underlying cash flows are negative and declining. That's a big red flag for us, misleading earnings. Every company that's on our most dangerous stocks list has misleading earnings. They also have a really expensive valuation. When you combine those two, it's a pretty bad combination because at some point, you know, there has to be some reversion to the mean, either in the profitability of the business or the valuation. And when the valuation's wacky and you have misleading earnings, you're pretty much inevitably faced with a stock that's got to fall because the valuation is already so good, so high, so strong that even if the company does turn it around, the expectations embedded in the current stock price are still way too high.
Give us an example. I mean, you're always looking at things going, here's what we'd have to see in terms of earnings to justify the price, or here's what we'd have to see in terms of revenues to justify the price. How outlandish are we talking here?
25% compounded annual profit growth for about 25 years. 25 and 25.
Wow.
And I don't believe that's ever been done in the history of our database.
In terms of you've never seen one that's worse, or you've never seen a company that was able to do 25 for 25?
Well, granted, our database only goes back about 18 years, right? 1998, when companies first started filing in electronic form. That's what sort of allowed us to build these models with integrity, because honestly, when you're dealing with stacks of paper and footnotes and you have to update models over time, you just can't do it, because, you know, are you honestly going to go back and have a person manually go through, 3,000 or 4,000 different annual reports? And, anyway. But no, I've seen actually worse expectations. I've seen expectations be higher for stocks. Not very often, but we don't believe anybody really. It's just, you think about the compounding. I challenge anyone who, you know, just take a little Excel sheet and take 10 bucks and grow it compounded annually at 25% for 25 years and just see what kind of numbers you get. It's crazy.
Okay. So let's talk about how wacky the valuation is. If the stock, and again, we are talking about Intersil Corporation. If the stock is way out of whack now, what is an appropriate valuation?
So it's 13 bucks. And you know, I always like to look at the no growth value of the business, right? What's the business if they just maintain profitability, current profitability levels today? And it's about $2. That's the no growth value. So you give these guys, you know, credit for a little bit of growth. Let's say $5, you know, is probably where this thing will end up settling eventually.
But $5 off of a stock that's trading at 13 and a quarter ish at this point, that's still a massive haircut. Any idea what the catalyst is going to be? I mean, when does somebody wake up and smell the coffee on this stock?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing a decline in the underlying economics of the business, and so it's just a matter of time before they're going to either miss numbers and lower guidance or both.
Okay, so
again, there are a lot of little pockets you can kind of exploit to kind of keep the numbers on this, you know, keep appearances up, and it just really depends when they're going to bite the bullet.
Yeah. But the answer is they're going to take the bullet, or investors who have this stock are going to wind up taking a bullet on it, because, again, $13 stock with some growth that you think is going to be worth $5. If it got down to the no growth value, it would be worth about $2 a share. Yeah, I would say that's pretty wacky in terms of valuation. It's Intersil Corporation. ISIL is the ticker. It is the stock in the danger zone this week. David Trainer from New Constructs, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck, as always.
Remember, if you want to get more information on New Constructs, if you want to see their blog posts and much, much more, you want to get information on the most dangerous and most attractive stocks list, go to newconstructs.com and follow them on Twitter. They're at New Constructs. All right. We are now turning for the home stretch on the Monday edition of Money Life. The Money Life Market Call is next with Ed Schill from QCI Value.
Wow, this is actually pretty dangerous.